3.
This success, coupled with later research showing that memory itself is not genetically determined, led Erickson to conclude that the act of memorizing is more of a cognitive exercise than an intuitive one.
4.
In other words, whatever inborn differences two people may exhibit in their abilities to memorize, those differences are swamped by how well each person encodes the information.